The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby. Almost $20 million this year is potentially what you cost yourself by waiting on CeeDee Lamb. Let's talk about it. So Todd Archer just joined us at 8 o'clock and had talked about how CeeDee Lamb was going to wait for Justin Jefferson. That was the deal. I agree that when we reached this offseason, CeeDee was waiting. And technically last year too, but only because of what Todd had kind of just explained. They were trying to pay him $25 million a year last year. That was what they tried to get a deal done. They were kind of firm on that. CeeDee obviously had not blown up the way he did last year and then had the type of season that he did.
Cowboys were trying to pay him $25 a year.
Yeah, last year. And CeeDee was like, no, I'm near the top of the market. And the market at the time was Tyreek Hill at $30 million. So the problem is that the Cowboys were never going to go to 30-31 last year. Had they been willing to do it, though, if they would have looked at it and said, we know what CeeDee's going to do. We know what CeeDee's capable of. And we know that Jefferson is coming. That's going to come down the pike.
Yeah.
Then you maybe look at that and say, you know what? Maybe we should be willing to go up a little bit. We need to make an investment. CeeDee Lamb gets his deal done yesterday. 4 years, $136 million a year over the life of the contract. That is an average value of $34 million a year. He gets $100 million guaranteed. We don't have the specific details yet of how they're shifting money around in the contract. All that's going to come out. What we do know right now is that CeeDee Lamb is scheduled to make right at basically $18 million this year. $1 million a game, essentially. And
good work if you can get it.
Yeah, it is. They gave him a $38 million signing bonus, which when you divvy that up over the 5 years on the cap, like you're allowed to do, that ends up being $7.6 million a year. So
okay, so they give them the lump today, and they could take that lump and spread it out.
Divide it by five. So from 2024 through 2028, there is $7.6 million on the cap every year that CeeDee Lamb is responsible for, regardless of what his salary is. So like that's just the starting point of how much is CeeDee costing you this year? Well, it's at least $7.6 million.
Okay.
So
they can't touch it.
No. I mean you can't move that number. Okay. That number's gonna take a hit. And when you hear people say, well, what's dead money? How do you cut somebody? How does that cost you things? If they were to cut CeeDee Lamb next year, for instance, all of those future years where they owe $7.6 million get lumped together and say, nope, you got to eat that charge today because you've cut him. He's off your roster, which means you have to pay the Piper for all of it right now. And so all of your cap charges hit at once. That's what is the issue with Dak's contract right now. The idea of, well, if Dak hits free agency, they just have $40 million sitting there because it's stuff they've moved around and now they can't do anything with. So if you approach CeeDee Lamb last year and say, CeeDee, we'll give you Tyreek's deal. We'll give you $30 million a year. I think CeeDee says yes. And I think Tory Dandy, his agent, says yes. Now, a lot of people would probably say, you have no way to know the market's going to explode like that. You don't know who CeeDee Lamb's going to be. But let's operate under the assumption that it's $30 million. He signs a four-year extension for $30 million. He had 2 years left on his deal. 2023, his fifth-year option, which is in place now. The new contract extension is an extension that does not kill his current contract. He's still making $18 million this year regardless. So what the Cowboys have essentially cost themselves is the wiggle room to say, let's max out his bonus or minimize his bonus. Let's play with the money a little bit. You've lost an extra year on the cap to be able to then finagle that number. And you're still paying $4 million more a year than you probably would have if you got it done last year.
Yeah.
Ultimately, that's $16 million over the life of the contract. And in flexible cap room, that adds up to you've essentially lost $20 million this year because of how you have to structure the deal this year. And so ultimately, is that a loss?
Yeah. How could it not be a loss?
It's clearly a loss in terms of like what it looks on the books. But do you think the Cowboys view it as...
Well, what would they say? Stephen Jones walked into the studio right now like Charles Haley did yesterday. And you explained all that and said all that. What would he say back?
I think that they would...
Because they don't feel it is.
On the record or in an honest moment? In an honest moment, I think Stephen would probably say, we were not... we liked CeeDee and CeeDee was very good. We were not prepared to say CeeDee is Tyreek Hill.
Right.
And I think that...
And no one was last year. See, that's the thing about the National Football League. You have to pay them as if... Like, no one had CeeDee Lamb in a top five wide receiver discussion at this time last year. Mm-hmm. We did not. It was Devontae. It was Tyreek. It was definitely Jamar Chase. Who am I missing?
Because by the end of this deal, CD probably won't be in the top five anymore.
Oh, I don't think.
Just because, you know what I mean? Because he'll be a little bit older and there'll be somebody new who's going to pop up and be CD Lamb. Because he'll be what, 20?
He'd be 29, 30.
That's teetering, right?
I think you could make the case that they're like, we want to wait and see that big breakout year, right? I think that's the way they approach the Dak one. They may still be doing it again unless he wins multiple playoff games. And we wanted to see CeeDee Lamb become the unquestioned, no doubt, number one receiver that he is. And we're willing to lose $4 million a year in order to know that's the reality in the case versus the little bit of guesswork, right? Other teams are like, the Jacksonville Jaguars are like projecting with Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like the Cowboys don't want to project that they want to know.
That's a good point.
We know about Micah. We know about Micah right now.
If I gave you the option, there are three ways you can look at team building and the way you hand out contracts to your own guys. And you tell me which one of these you would pick. Do you want to pay somebody for what they've done?
No.
Do you want to pay somebody for what they're going to do?
Yes.
Or do you want to pay somebody for what you think they're going to do based on what they've done?
Right.
And the Cowboys fall in the middle.
Yeah, I would lean towards them picking C. And I understand.
That's the safest one.
And I understand that. It's the yes.
But it's also the most cost prohibitive, right?
It's not probably.
Because you're waiting a little bit longer, you're literally paying a price. Right.
You are paying a price for their ascent.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah, you're
paying a price for their leap.
Yeah, you're not buying.
But you know more about them.
Right. You're not buying Apple when they came out, when they started their company. You're buying it after they came out with like the iPod.
Yeah.
It's before like the iPhone, right? It's like it's growing. You see what's going on, but it's like you waited a little bit.
Yes. Rougned Net Odor, when he signed his deal, that was viewed as you bought 8 years of arbitration, and that is somebody who is going to continue to get better.
Yeah. Baseball teams do that with arbitration guys all the time.
Yes.
And that doesn't really kill them.
Cowboys did it one time that I can remember where they said, we are going to pay you for what we think you're going to do, not what you've done already. And it was Tyrone Crawford. And they gave Crawford 5 years and $40 million or something like that, which is not a ridiculous contract when you look at it in today's NFL. But
he was fine.
But he was not an $8 million player.
What if they thought he was going to be?
And that's the thing. I think that those kind of instances where they go, man, we paid Tyrone Crawford a year. And because of restructures we have to do, there are some years where he's maybe counting $11 million, and we think he's a $4 million player now.
I support the thought process of C. I do. I have to be honest about it. I know it's easy to sit here and just kill, act like we all have a time machine and we all see the future. I supported it with Dak, and you know, ultimately they got proven wrong. Wait and see. I think they may be in wait and see Dak 2.0 again. And daring him to leave the star. And I can understand it in wanting to see CeeDee Lamb now be better. In an off-season discussion, this is what happened. You have to tell me you believe this would happen a year ago. The CeeDee Lamb is better than Devontae Adams and Jamar Chase. Now, if you want to tell me with a straight face you predicted that a year ago, I'll call you a liar. Because that's where we are now. That CeeDee Lamb is better in these discussions than Devontae and Jamar Chase, or at the very worst, even with Jamar Chase. And that's a hell of a leap. Props to Lamb for that. But I understand the Cowboys wanting to see that happen first.
Yeah, like because
this time a year ago, when he was not in the top five discussion.
No, you brought up Trevor Lawrence. It's 3 years for him now. He's in his third. Now he's going to be in his fourth.
This is his fourth coming up. Is it fifth or sixth?
If the Cowboys did the same thing on Lawrence, and they waited. Like, Jacksonville easily, I mean, by the time Trevor Lawrence's Dak first year comes around where they tagged him, I mean, that could be $70 million.
I view quarterbacks a little differently because
They all leap.
And so for quarterbacks, I think those are ones you've got to kind of say, I'm paying what I think you're going to do because there's only so much I can sit around and wait. Because if I wait and let you show me, we're done. But, you know, to the Cowboys' credit, I guess. I still think this should have got done last year. But if you're the Cowboys, you're sitting there, you're going, let's take a quarterback contract, for instance. Jimmy Garoppolo was paid for what they thought he was going to do. Jimmy Garoppolo became a $30 million albatross just sitting on the books for, you know, the Raiders. Daniel Jones, or for the 49ers. Daniel Jones is a $40 million albatross sitting there for the Giants, where they said, hey, we're starting to see it. We're going to bank on you, and we're going to invest in you being this moving into the future. I just don't know that there was anything at all that gave you pause about CeeDee Lamb. Even if he wasn't where to that point yet, there was enough, I think you saw, that you said, man, he continues to get better.
Yeah.
It's reasonable to expect he's going to do this. And especially the way that you probably saw him in those offseason workouts, and you saw the connection he has with Dak, and knowing how comfortable Dak is with him and wants to get him the ball, that you knew those numbers were going to pop. And they were going to be big volume numbers. And that's ultimately where I think Cowboys cost
didn't
themselves.
Didn't we accuse them of misunderstanding and misreading the wide receiver market a couple of years ago around the Amari time?
They misread the... Yes, did we? We did.
Yeah, we were talking about them misreading the market.
Well, they misread the market on the trade, that's for sure.
Well, Amari is one of the good examples of a contract negotiation they won, where somebody did lean on, I want to be here. And then what did they do? They went, well, we don't want you here anymore. Go, get on out of here. So they clearly misread on Gallup and seeing what his value was post-injury and believing what he could be. But, man, Lamb just felt like the one that was so easy to get done. And I'm glad it's done. Ultimately, you're kind of nitpicking because they've shown consistently, even when they have money to spend, they don't like spending it out of here. So what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
But they did cost themselves a lot of money, I think.
877-881-1053 is the way to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. This is our new favorite Dallas Maverick. Someone says Kyrie is the real MVP and that Kyrie is also better than Steph. That kicks off the final hour. Plus, RJ attacks the old school in the association again. Yeah. Final hour, Tolo Tuesday edition with Nick Harris as well from DallasCowboys.com right after this.